faith, hope, and love. The three pillars of the soul are your greatest assets. In the famous Love chapter of the Bible, the Apostle Paul concludes a masterpiece on human relationships with a definitive statement. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, NIV. While we often focus on love, it is important to realize that Paul presents these three as a set. They are the tripod of the spiritual life. If one leg is missing, the structure collapses. For anyone feeling spiritually exhausted or directionless, understanding the distinct roles of faith, hope, and love isn't just an academic exercise. It is the key to finding a steady rhythm in a chaotic world. The root. Faith is trusting a person. We often treat faith as a vague feeling, but biblical faith is much more robust. It is the root system of your spiritual life. Faith and trust are inseparable. If you have faith, you are actively placing your weight on the character and person of Jesus Christ. You cannot have a vibrant faith without trust, just as you cannot sit in a chair without trusting that it will hold you. Faith precedes hope. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, NIV. This tells us that faith is the substance. It is the ground you stand on today so that you can look toward tomorrow. Faith is the conviction that the one who made the promises is not only capable of keeping them, but he will keep them without fail. Without faith, our desires for the future are just wishful thinking. Faith is what gives our hope its teeth. The oxygen. Hope is trusting a promise. If faith is the root, hope is the flower that reaches toward the sun. While faith is built on our current stance and our history with God's faithfulness, hope is inherently forward-looking. It is the excitement and blessed assurance of an anticipated event. Biblical hope is different from worldly wishing. You can hope it doesn't snow tomorrow, but that is a hope built on a vacuum because no one promised you clear skies. However, when we have faith in Jesus, we aren't just wishing, we are trusting in a guaranteed outcome. If Jesus never promised us anything, there would be no need for hope. Faith would be enough. For in this hope we were saved. Now, hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? Romans chapter 8, verse 24, ESV. Hope is the fuel that carries us across the finish line. It is the spiritual oxygen that allows us to breathe when the present moment feels suffocating. It tells us that the current chapter is not the end of the book. Through faith, we have a hope that doesn't just exist, it carries us along. The source. Love is the heartbeat of faith and hope. Why is love the greatest? Because love is the why behind the what. If Jesus were not the embodiment of love, he would have no reason to provide a way for us to trust him, nor would he have provided the promises we hope in. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. Love is the primary mover. It is the greatest because it involves the most risk and the highest sacrifice. Love is what drove Christ to sacrifice everything to bridge the gap between us and God. Anyone can hope for their own benefit, and many can believe in a set of facts, but few truly love. To love is to sacrifice. It is to put another's value above your own comfort. It is also the only one of the three that will continue into eternity. In heaven, our faith will become sight, and our hope will be fully realized, but love will simply go on forever. Why you need the full tripod. A healthy spiritual life requires the balance of all three. Without this balance, our walk with God can become lopsided. Faith without hope is a dry, intellectual assent. You believe God is real, but you don't actually expect Him to move in your future. Hope without faith is a fragile dream. You want things to get better, but you have no foundation to believe they actually will. Faith and hope without love is cold and mechanical. It feels like a legal contract rather than a vibrant relationship. When you have all three, you become resilient. You have a faith that stabilizes you in the storm, a hope that gives you a reason to keep sailing, and a love that makes the entire journey worth the effort. Summary for the heart. Faith is trusting the person. Hope is trusting the promises of the person. Love is the person that makes both possible. Anyone can hope. Many people believe in something. They trust and have faith. Few truly love. Learn more about this and other topics relevant to Christian healing and growth at ChristianConcepts.com.